Good evening, everybody. We'll pick up at the Mishnah. We'll read through the relevant parts of the Mishnah and the Gemara for today's shiur, which is the first half of the Mishnah and some of the Gemara that we did last time. Pchaf Tesamad Aleph and the Mishnah on top, it's four lines down. Omar Adam Lachavero. A person can say to their friend, presumably someone who they're purchasing or borrowing something from, Male Li Kli Zeh. Fill me up this Kli. Avalo Bimida. And then the Mishnah makes a very cryptic statement, but not bimida. Okay? As we're going to see in the Gemara, there are a couple of ways to explain it. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Im haya kli shel mida, if it was a kli of measuring, lo yimal enu, you may not fill it. Meaning that would be prohibited. Rabbi Yehuda is prohibiting something that the Chachamim, that the Tanakhama, was matir. So let's jump now down to the Gemara, okay? We'll skip the story of Avashol ben Butnis. Says the Gemara, my avalo b'mida. What do the words, but not with measurement, mean? Or not with a measuring something? I'm Rabbi Yehuda, I'm Rabbi Shmuel, first opinion in the Gemara, avalo b'chli hamiyuchad l'mida. What this means is, you can't use something which is, a vessel which is set aside, miyuchad, for measuring. Avo kli ha'omed l'mida. But if it's simply a kli which is omed l'mida, and as we saw last week, what does Rashi say omed is? Really, it's 100% perfect working measuring cup, but it hasn't been used as the main one yet. It's just sitting in the back cupboard. But it's 100% perfectly ready to become one. Okay? That's the type of thing that you are allowed to use. Okay? Kli hamiyuchad lemida, you're not allowed to use. Kli ha'omed lemida, you are allowed to use. The Asar Rabbi Yehuda Lemeimar, and Rabbi Yehuda, who comes to be machmir on something even more than the Rabbanan, meaning the Rabbanan prohibit miyuchad and allow omeid. Rabbi Yehuda comes and says, Afilu kli ha'omeid lemida lo yimalenu. You can't even fill a kli ha'omeid lemida. Even that is considered too much measuring for yantif, and therefore he asers not only a kli ha'miyuchad, but also a kli ha'omeid. You must use a kli which is not relevant to measuring at all. So you use your non-measuring cup. Okay? The Gemara then has the Gemara then puts things back together with the Mishnah that we saw on Chafkasim and Aleph and asks, how come in one place the Chachamim seems to be more Machmir and another place Rabbi Yehuda seems to be more Machmir? What's going on? The Gemara deals with it and ends up coming out to basically say that we can resolve both the Stiras in Rabbi Yehuda and in the Chachamim. Okay? Depending on whether or not we look at the vessel or whether or not we look at the action. That's the way we explained the last week. I'm not going to get through that because I just want to jump to the next shita so we can get to the shir already. Okay. Rava Amar is about like another 15 lines under the Gemara. The first word on the line is Avid ki uvdin dechol, and then Rava Amar. It's not really opposite anything. Everybody got it? Mm-hmm. Rava Amar, Rava says, my avalo bemida. What does it mean, avalo b'mida? It's not talking about a vessel, says Rava, but rather, shelo yizkar lo shem mida. You're not allowed to mention the measuring. You can't say, give me 50 milliliters. Okay? Aval kli hamiyuchad l'mida yimalenu. However, says the Gemara, aval kli hamiyuchad l'mida. But when it comes to the Chachamim, according to Rava, according to the second opinion, Chachamim hold even a kli hamiyuchad l'mida you can use. Again, Rabbi Yehuda said, the Chachamim asered you kli ha-miyuchad and allowed you kli ha-omeid. And therefore, Rabbi Yehuda came to say even kli ha-omeid is no good. Here in this Lashon of the Gemara, we say that even kli ha-miyuchad is permitted so long as you're not mentioning any measurements. Asar Rabbi Yehuda l'meimar, kli ha-miyuchad l'meid alo yimalenu. And Rabbi Yehuda is the one who says the kli ha-miyuchad is asered, but everybody will agree that a kli ha-omeid l'meid is mutter. Okay, so again, we have this machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rava. Rabbi Yehuda essentially ends up being more machmir on kalim, but mentions nothing about saying the name of Amida, whereas according to Rava, almost everything is mutter, and really, every type of vessel is mutter according to the Chachamim, and almost every type of vessel is mutter according to Rabbi Yehuda, but you're not allowed to mention a shem Amida. Again, the Gemara then deals with the back and forth of how to resolve the stira between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim from the weighing Mishnah, where there, Rabbi Yehuda is much more makel and the Chachamim are machmir, and here, the Chachamim are more makel and Rabbi Yehuda is machmir, and again, it resolves that in the same way that we mentioned before, whether it's about the action or whether it's about the vessel. Yes.
Okay. When Rava is saying this part here, mm-hmm. is he talking about the kli that the person himself brought, Are you talking about the kli that belongs to the person who's selling the liquid?
Why would you think that makes a difference?
Because there may be a separate zera for the actual person selling it that he can't use anything. In other words,
where would you see that?
If you look at the Mishnah, mm-hmm. I'm just the way I'm reading it.
Mm-hmm.
So, when a person brings a kli, his own kli,
mm-hmm.
then even if it's a measuring kli, the chadvani can fill it up as long as the person says lo b'mida. And then Rabbi Yehuda says, if the person who brought the kli is brought a kli that's an actual kli of mida, he can't fill it. Because that, I mean, the way I'm reading Rava, I wouldn't have thought that till I saw Rava.
Mm-hmm. Is that what?
Where it may be talking about the person's own, there might be distinguishing between the kli the person brings.
I don't see where you would see that. I don't see it in the Mishnah, I don't see it in the Gemara.
Okay.
I mean, it's very interesting for you to say that, because as we're going to see, that's a tremendous voice amongst the poskim that are mechalek. And in Shulchan Aruch, it's mechulak like that, but I don't see any indication of that from the Mishnah or the Gemara from what we've seen. They're Rishonim that will make a distinction for a particular reason, and we will see those Rishonim, but off, you know, from the Gemara and from what Rava says or from what the Mishnah says, I see no such indication.
Well,
unless you were trying to say that they hold the same thing. If you held that Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda were saying the same thing, then maybe I could read that.
I'm
but
saying we're only talking about someone bringing his own kli, and we're not
okay.
talking about the Chenveni supplying a kli at all in this case.
Okay.
Okay, that's all I'm saying, based on the Mishnah. Because it says, Omer et demlechavi ro.
Okay, yeah, that's fair. That's fair. Okay, well, we will see that this
right.
year, but it will be a major focus in Shulchan Aruch and the Rama. Okay, so after we've seen the Gemara and Rashi, let's take a look. Source number base: Parashat Mishnah Yisla Harambam. For the sake of space, I shortened things, I cut things, I did whatever I could to fit everything on here, including cutting out one of the. I always like to bring both translations of the Parashat Mishnah Yis. Nobody here reads Arabic, as far as I'm aware. Let me know if that's the case. If not, then I'll continue to bring two translations and no originals. But I couldn't fit on two translations with the amount of space that we had, so I skipped it. I just gave you one, and as I wrote up there in source number base, there was nothing significant different between the two translations in this Mishnah, in regards to what we're talking about. Says the Rambam, Avalo b'mida. What does Avalo b'mida mean? So if I asked you, what does Avalo b'mida mean, what would you tell me?
Before I read this?
Yeah.
Or is it just, well, you can't say the measurement.
Okay, so you would say like Rava.
Yeah, but
okay.
Like Rava seems to be saying.
Okay, anybody would disagree? Says the Rambam, like Rabbi Yehuda, aval lo b'kli hamiyuchad l'mida. Aval im haya kli ha'omeg lihios mida, ela she'adayin lo dikuhu velo asa'uhu mida, mutar litein lo bo. By the way, he adds something which we discussed last week. I hadn't seen the Rambam last week. And in fact, the Beis Yosef points out this exact thing that I'm about to tell you. I believe I said it on my own. I said Lulei Rashi last week. So we found the Lulei Rashi. The Lulei Rashi is the Rambam. The Rambam says, what's the difference between Kli HaOmed and Kli HaMeyuchad? It wasn't actually set exact yet. Lo Daikuhu, Velo Asa'uhu Mida. It wasn't actually made to be perfectly exact. So it's still approximate. It's not exactly the same. It's Kli HaOmed. You can make it into. You got to fix up the lines as to where the measuring cuff's going to go. So in that case, Mutar Litein Lobo. V'Rabbi Yehuda Oser Mipnei Shehu Kli Hayadua L'mida. Yehuda says, no, since that can be turned into a Kli Hayadua L'mida, since it can be turned to Kli Mida, and it's known already that this type of Kli is in general a measuring type Kli, even though it's true, it may be off a milliliter here, a milliliter there, nevertheless, it's Oser. And then he tells us, Abashol, we don't need to know about that for our Shir. This is Rambam and Parashat Mishnayos. Rambam and Hilchos Yontif, let's see how he puts this Mishnah. First of all, we have the previous Mishnah. Lo yomar adam l'tavach tin l'bedin arbasar ala tin l'chilek o chatzi chilek ulamachar osin cheshbon al shavya. Okay, says the Rambam, first of all, the previous Mishnah, a person shouldn't sell the butcher to give him a certain amount of money's worth of meat, but he says, give me a chilek, a chatzi chilek, as we discussed in the Gemara that we read last week. Very simple codification of the Gemara, and you figure it out afterwards. Okay. V'chein, says the Rambam, so too. Lo yikach mi bal hachanus b'mida o b'mishkal. It's prohibited for someone to take b'mida o b'mishkal. What does that mean? translate this line for me, or explain this line to me.
Mishkel's weight.
Yeah.
Or volume.
Midah's,
which means what? What does that mean? You can't take from the store owner the midah or mishkel.
Well, you can't measure. You can't measure her weight.
You can't measure her weight. That's what I would think if I read that line too. Okay? Nevertheless, the Rambam explains to you that that's not what he means. Elakeitzad hu oseh, omer lechen v'ni malei li kli zeh, ulamachar nozin lo shavyo. Or shivuyo.
Shovyo.
So, says the Rambam, what should you do? You should tell the chen v'ni, fill up my kli, and the next day you'll give him what it's worth. And here makes the Rambam a very shocking statement, which we see. We'll have to reinterpret his original line. Va'afilu kli ha-meyuchad l'mida yimalenu. Even if it's a kli ha-meyuchad l'mida, you can fill it up. V'hu shalo yazkir lo shim mida. Provided that you're not mentioning any measurements. So what does the Rambam mean to say? Two things that I'll note to you. Number one, going back to the line, v'chein lo yikach mibalach anus pemido v'mishkal, what does that mean? We see it. What it means is that you can't mention it. This is falling quite in line, and this is exactly why the Rambam brings it in the same halacha as the previous one, the meat. Because what's the purpose of that halacha? Is to tell us you're not allowed to ask to be distributed a portion of meat that's relative to money. So too, he says, you can't ask for other things, liquid, for example, which it seems that he's talking about here, measurement, weight, all of those things are usur. It's only you can ask for a chelek, something approximate. However, in this case, he's telling you, you can actually measure it out. But it's more about the way that you say it, as opposed to what you're actually doing. Right? That's really what the Rambam's, I think, trying to get across here. And that's why he puts these two halachos together and the two mishnayos together. So bottom line, who does the Rambam Paskin like?
Both.
Both! In the Parashat Mishnayos, Paskin's like?
Rabbi Yehuda Mashmur.
Rabbi Yehuda. And now in the Yad, he Paskin's like?
Rava.
Okay? We've got a problem. Do we care? Lemaisa, Poskim don't care about this. They just say he retracted in between. And I could believe that very easily. Let's take a look, though, at some of the discussion of the Rambam, because it's going to get quite complicated once we see some of the other poskim.
Okay. When I read the first and I read the second, the first can be interpreted as talking about the chen v'ni, and that chen v'ni has other measuring cups. And the second one, he says bluntly, that we're talking about someone bringing his own kli to the chen v'ni.
I don't see that again in either story.
The second one says, "Omer lechem v'ni, malei li kli zeh, malchar noten li b'shev yo."
Yeah.
Okay. Isn't that his kli that he's talking about, or is that the chen v'ni's kli that he's talking about?
You're the one who's suggesting that the one is clearly what he's talking about. So yeah. Which one? Okay. I don't think there's any clear. It's simply echoing the Gemara.
Okay.
It is a good chiluk, but I just simply don't see it here. Others might, and they're the ones. But we follow in halacha, not me. But in terms of saying, I see clearly that this is what is. I don't see that. It's a nice way to resolve the stira. But to me, it's ikar chaser min ha-sefer. Says the Magen Mishnah. Okay, let's take a look. Magen Mishnah is very, very clear on how the Rambam goes. Mishnah Perakin Tzadin. Lo Yom Rada Mishnah Perakin Tzadin. Source number. Oh, it restarted again. Weird. That's bizarre. It happens sometimes. You have to restart the numbering. So we get two olives and two bases. Lucky us. And again, equals Lo Yom Rada Tabach. Okay. V'chein lo yikach at the end of the first line of the Magen Mishnah, mibal chanos v'chulei, Mishnah sham. Omer adam lechen v'nim alei lechli zav alo v'mida r'byuda, omer m'hayok l'miyuch l'mida, etc. V'okim rava masnis tin hachi. May av alo v'mida, lo yazkir lo shemir alo v'hayok l'miyuch l'mida yim alenu, v'yeshtam ukimta acheres. And there's another one there, the ukimta av, Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel. V'halacha kerava tehu basra, v'chaim alan kerabban. And he says, well, it's very clear. Machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan in the Mishnah. Who do we paskin like? The Rabbanan. Machlokas between Rava and Rabbi Yehuda and Shmuel. Who do we paskin like? Rava. Why? Because halacha kebasrai. Right? And he quotes a Yerushalmi also, which is not relevant to now. It may come up maybe in future shiurim, but not today. He says very simple. As we said, it's very clear. The Rambam in Hilchos Yontif, Dalet, Yod Aleph, paskins like Rava. For this reason, he paskins like Rabbanan. Done. End of story. Let's take a look at the Rosh, because it's going to become relevant later, and then we'll look at the Tur, which makes all sorts of issues. Okay. It says, the Rosh quotes the Mishnah, you can really jump down to the Gemara. Okay, let's read the Gemara. My avalob mida, amar of Yehuda, avalobikli am yuchal mida, avakli amar mida yimalenu. Okay, that was the interpretation of Rabbanan according to Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Rava Amar, my avalo b'midah shelo yazkir lo shemidah v'kliha miyuchar l'midah yimalenu. Again, Rava's interpretation of the Rabbanan. Rush doesn't bother bringing the interpretation of Rav Yehuda. Why? Because we don't paskin like him. Who cares? The Rush, right? It's supposed to be a kitzer. In fact, there's a theory out there even that the Rush was a kitzer of the Rif. Not a kitzer, but a commentary on the Rif. But I don't think we actually believe that. Nevertheless, that's the way the Rosh says. He only brings both opinions relating to the Rabbanan. How does he paskin then? Well, let's find out. Umistaber dehalacha kirava dehu basra, says the Rosh explicitly. It makes sense that the halacha should be like Rava, because he was again basra. Vechein pasak bal ha'iter, so paskin's a bal ha'iter. Veharamban zal pasak Rav Yehuda. The Ramban, on the other hand, paskin like Rav Yehuda, which I didn't bring here, I'm sorry. And he says, if you look at the Rif, there's a real mess. He just brings something that's not in our Gemaras. He brings a different version of Rava. We'll see in the Beis Yosef what it is, but we're not going to focus on that this week. So all in all, we have the Rambam, as explained by the Magen Mishnah, and the Rosh, and the Bala Itter, paskening like Rava because he's Basra. We have the Ramban passing like Rabbi Yehuda, and we have a mess in the Rif. Okay, that's where we have so far. Now we're going to look in the Tur. So the Tur is, everything's a bit confusing here, because the Tur, although he records this halacha in Siman Tavkof Yud Zayin, Shulchan Aruch has it all in Shin Chaf Gimel. As we mentioned last week, for those of you who were here, and as we summarized quite nicely from the Maharshal, and I believe it was the Pnei Yoshua as well, Shulchan Aruch believes that this halacha is said also in Yom Shabbos, and there's no chiluk. Even though it's said in Maseches Beitza about Yom Tov, and even though it's paskin by the Rambam, wherein, as we saw, Helchos Yom Tov, nevertheless, Shulchan Aruch decides it's halacha by Shabbos. We'll see a little bit of what he has to say on that, but we saw the full context last week for those who were there. Says the Tur, quoting this, "Mutar lomer lachavero malei likli zeh afilu hu miyuchad lemida uvad shelo yazkir bo shum mida lomar tein li mida plonis." Okay, Tur is exceedingly clear. He paskins like the Rosh does, like everybody does, like Rabbi Yehuda. You can fill this up, even if it's miyuchad, so long as you don't say, give me a specific mida. V'harambam zal oser b'kli ha-miyuchad l'mida. And the Rambam asers you to take a kli ha-miyuchad l'mida, v'lo nihira l'adoni avi harash zal. And that didn't make sense to my father. So, the Tur now we have, saying that the Rambam paskins like whom?
Rabbi Huda.
Like Rabbi Huda. So what could be some possible explanations for this? You guys should be able to tell me. Well, why would the Torah say the Rambam passes like Rabbi Yehuda?
Because he's only looking at the Perush
Mishnah. Okay, one possibility if he's looking at the Perush Mishnah. Any other possibilities? Could it be that he learned the Rambam differently?
Of course, it could be.
Could be. Doesn't seem so likely, that's the truth. So here we get to do a very interesting bit of detective work, which the Beis Yosef did for us. But what I found is, as I learned through the sugya and then I read the Beis Yosef basically said everything I was going to want to say, so I'll just tell you in the name of the Beis Yosef, and we'll see it in the Beis Yosef later on. Take a look at the Rush. What is the Rush's last line? After V'chein Pazak Bala Yitr, there should be a period there. V'haramban zal pasak Rav Yehuda v'rav alfasi lo hivri divri rava kemoshe kasu v'gemara. What does the Rush hold? The Rush holds himself that the halacha is like Rava, because he's Basra. What does the Ramban hold? Like Rabbi Yehuda. So does the Rush agree with the Ramban? Is the Rush happy with the Ramban?
No.
Clearly not. So as we'll see, there are many who suggest it's a very simple typo. Someone wrote Rambam instead of Ramban. What the Tur meant to write is the Ramban. Oser b'kli ha-miyuchad l'mida, because he paskins like Rabbi Yehuda. Viloni yirala doni avi arash, who disagrees with him. Right? Because the Rosh says, Mistaber dalacha karava dihu basra. And that's going to be a very simple fix, obviously.
But nobody explains the inconsistency of the Rambam, though.
The inconsistency of the Rambam, we're going to see how it may be resolved. The way that we're going to try to resolve the inconsistency in the Rambam, and by we, I mean the people that I'm going to quote here, is by perhaps trying to defend the different girsa in the Rambam in Hilchos Yontif, which would make him agree with Rabbi Huda as well. But it's going to be an uphill battle, I think. The Beis Yosef just says, he retracted, that's it. You can come up with chilukim, but again, you're going to end up with brisker chilukim. This is talking about this, and this is talking about that. This is talking about Shabbos, this is talking about Yontif, this is talking about... So it's again, there's nothing clear from the Rambam that everybody's like, oh, this is a brilliant solution that I saw. We're gonna be grasping at straws. So anyways, this is the Tur that I brought to you. Tur is a bit of a problem because the Tur quotes the Rambam wrong, basically. The Beis Yosef, by the way, and this I couldn't help bringing, and it's Lashon Hara that I'm saying, but that's okay, because it's within learning over here, and Lashon Hara within learning is okay. I brought you sources 5 and 6 to show you what I think was honestly a waste of space in a Sefer. Says the Beis Yosef, if you look at the Beis Yosef on Tafkuf Yud Zayin, what does he tell you? Motor lama chaver malak lizeh. Beperek ein sadin, ukvar nisbar besimen shin chaf gimel, kol mai deshayech ledin zeh. Everything that's relevant to this, I told you about in Simen Shin Chaf Gimel, go look there. Okay? Now, we have this parish on the Rambam, no idea who he is. With the greatest Mechilas Kvodo and asking Mechila for permission in advance. This was just astonishing to me. Va'afilu haya kli ha-miyuchad l'mida yimalenu. Tema! Shehatur kasa v'simen tafkuf yud zayin v'zela shono v'harambam zal oser b'kli ha-miyuchad l'mida adkan. Says, you look in the Torah in tafkuf yud zayin. He says that the Rambam holds its Aser, and this is on the Rambam, right? The Rambam clearly says that it's Mutter B'Kli HaMiyuchad L'Mida. The Torah says that it's Aser B'Kli HaMiyuchad L'Mida. The Efshar D'Taos Tefusu, he says it's possible that it's just a mistake in the print, as we said. V'Tzarech Lomar V'HaRamban. And here's what he says now. V'Lo Yadati Lama Maranzal Lo Nis'orer Bazeh. He says, I have no idea why the Beis Yosef wouldn't comment on this. V'shema b'tur shaya lefanav hayakasav haramban b'makom harambam. He says, maybe it was even in his tour, he didn't have this mistake. Maybe this, he says, was a mistake that crept in after the Beis Yosef wrote his commentary on the tour. Someone switched it to Rambam by mistake. V'achar kach ra'isi shenis or b'zeh marim v'simen shin chaf gimel. It is shocking. And afterwards, exactly where the Beis Yosef told me to look, I noticed that he exactly made this comment. So that was to me, you know... To ask Akasha on the Beis Yosef, how could it be the Beis Yosef didn't address it when you didn't go bother reading what he said, seems to me a little bit, okay. So that's my Lashon Hara for the night. I was honestly shocked when I read this. Like, literally, the Beis Yosef says, look in Shin Chaf Gimel, and you're like, how could the Beis Yosef not address this? Like, wouldn't you think to look in Shin Chaf Gimel? Okay. Nevertheless, says the Beis Yosef, now we'll get to read through a lot of this, he's going to go through basically the Shita of the Rambam and try to figure out exactly what's happening here. We'll go through two or three sources that seem to say the Rambam says differently than, again, we have our Rambam. And we'll sort of figure that out as well as the final halacha. Okay, says the Beis Yosef, or Chaim Shin Chaf Gimel. Anybody want to read, by the way? A lot of reading to be done here. Says the Beis Yosef. Mutter lam l'chaver malik lizeh. Mishnah b'serah psof perak ein tzadin. Beis achav tesam an aleph. Omer lam l'chaver malik lizeh v'lo b'midor. V'yuda omer im hayak lishal midah lo yim alen v'yadua de halacha ket Tanakama. So first of all, he says, rule number one, who do we paskin like? Tanakama or Yehuda? Tanakama. So that's set. Okay. Uvi gemara sham. Okay, we're in the middle of the second line. Avalo b'midah omer v'yuda omer shmuel avalo b'kli amyuchad l'midah. V'kli omer l'midah yim alenu. Rava omer maya avalo b'midah shalo yizkor lo shem midah. Avakli amyuchad l'midah. Yimal enu upirish Rashi hamiyuchad lamida shemoded umocher omer lamida shishri yishaber ze ba ze tachtav aval adayin lo marad ba. Okay, so you quote to the Gemara with Rashi as we saw today. V'haram bam kasev upirish hamishna tekli haomed lamida haynu shehu muhan lamida ve'adayin lo nase bidiyuk ve'lo samu humida adkan lashono. He's quoting you the Ibn Tibbon version, which is the same thing as we saw. Ulefi ze says the Beis Yosef im kvar nase bidiyuk. Meaning that he argues on Rashi. Rashi said Kli HaMiyuchad L'Mida was, it's 100, Omed L'Mida, sorry, was. Rashi said it's 100% ready, but it hasn't been subbed in yet. The Rambam, on the other hand, saying it's not 100% ready, therefore he says, according to the Rambam, what Rashi calls the Kli HaOmed L'Mida is actually, according to the Rambam, called Kli HaMiyuchad L'Mida. Does that make sense? Everybody followed? Okay. The cost of a Rash. Umistaber kurava de basrahu, vechain pasik pala iter, helchosyanta machlokas gimelkov and base. Varamban pasik rebihuda, varriflo hevi divre rava gamoshukasa vigamara adkan lashono. Klomar, he says, Jarif kasav, the riff wrote the following, so pay attention. This is the riff's version of our Gemara. Amar rava, shelo yizkar lo shem mida, avokliha omid lemida yimalenu. So he has a very weird mix. He mixes the shitos of the chumros, really, of Rebihuda, Mershmuel, and Rava into one. So he has Rava saying that not only can you not mention the name of the midah, but you're only allowed to fill it up with Kli HaOmed Lamida. You're not allowed to fill it up with Kli HaMiyuchad Lamida, though, even according to Rava. Okay, that's the way he ends up in the Shita of Rabbanan.
Okay, but the Kli HaOmed Lamida here is defined as according to the Rambam, or according to Rashi?
We don't know what the Rif held. We don't know. It's our guess, just as good as anybody else's. Yeah, I mean, we got the feeling last week that the Rambam's offered a more significant difference than Rashi's. That was sort of the mental barrier that we had to get over last week, which is, for Rashi, it's really hard to understand why one that just hasn't been put into use yet would be any less significant. And that's still, you know, a big point in favor of the Rambam's definition. But nevertheless, we don't know this. He is choosing that as his working definition, though. The Beis Yosef does choose the Rambam. Okay? So, Ulefi Devarav, and explains the Beis Yosef, Kli HaMiyuchad Lamida L'Rav Aloyim Alenu. Uvi Gemara, Hai Svarad Rav Yehuda Hi. Aval Rav Kli HaMiyuchad Lamida Namiyim Alenu. And he basically says, again, this Svar was Rav Yehuda's Svar to say that you can't fill up a Miyuchad and you can fill up an Omeid. And yet, he puts this, V'nimsa Shetala Svaras Rav Yehuda B'Shem Rava. It turns out that he has both in the name of Rava. Now we get to the Rambam. Buckle up. V'harambam eperek dalet mehilchas yadav alacha chafalef pasak kirava. Uchidas hara she'afilu im hayakli meyuchad lemida yimalenu v'hu shelo yizkar lo shem mida. Okay, this is how the Rambam paskin. Again, even meyuchad you can fill up so long as you're not mentioning exactly like Rava. V'chein kasaf haran b'shmo. So writes the Ran in the name of the Rambam. Aval. Here's the big but. Rabbeinu Kasav Vesim Tafkav Yizayin. Shia Rambam Asar Pichlei HaMiyuchad Lamida. Vigam Rabbeinu Yerucham Kasav Vesim Dalev Chelek Aleph. Shia Rif Veha Rambam Pasku Kirav Yehuda. So now we have not only the Tur who's saying the Rambam Paskins like Rabbi Yehuda, we have also Rabbeinu Yerucham, which granted, again, Rabbeinu Yerucham is not the most precise source because it's notorious for printing errors in there, but nevertheless, if it's unlikely this is the type of thing that happened by typo. It's possible, but nevertheless unlikely. For those of you who are around Shul the last couple of weeks from Mincha Maariv, you'll have heard me talking about the curse on writing a parish to Rabbeinu Yerucham or the Itur. But we'll leave that for after this year, I guess. So, says...
On the Itur?
On the Itur as well. That's what he brings. Yes. Venir Ali, says the Beis Yosef, something that I would not have thought is the most simple answer. Shenuscha mishubeshes nizdam lalahem b'sefer harambam. Shehaya oser b'kli hamiyuchad lemida. He says either they had a different gearsa of the Rambam, which, in fact, aser kli hamiyuchad lemida, o sheish lagiyem b'divrayim haramban binun. V'nizkavlu ma shekasav harashv haramban pasak Rav Yehuda. Aval ein lomar shekasvu kein b'shem harambam mishum de b'perisha mishna kasav kukim tad Rav Yehuda. Dekevan devechibur hadar bey upasak harava devechibur shem achronim yishlit fasikar. He says it's inconceivable that they would actually be relying on the Parash HaMishnayis, because we know that you don't follow the Parash HaMishnayis against the Yad. So he says that's it, right? This is his resolution to the Stira. So he offers two possibilities as to how Rabbeinu Yerucham and the Tur came up with this in the wrong way. Option number one, he says, is in fact, there's a different gears than the Rambam. To me, this seems hard to imagine how that would be the case. I mean... He's pretty clear. That is explicitly, exactly explaining the Shita of Rava. How you could get from that the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda to say it's Asur in a Kli HaMiyuchad Lamida and you can mention Shem Mida is beyond me. I don't really know how that would happen. We will discuss that later on and we'll come up with something interesting from that. Okay, he says, but nevertheless, the other option is that either you can change what they wrote to Ramban, which doesn't seem to work very well with Rabbeinu Yerucham, just because Rif and Ramban don't usually go together. Like you just say, oh, the Rif writes this, the Ramban writes this, Rashi, you know. Or what would be easier to say, but not something tasteful, and I hope no one calls me a kofer for this, is that maybe their Girsa of the Rush had Rambam in it, and this is not something Beis Yosef suggests, but if their Girsa of the Rush had Rambam in it, who wouldn't rely on the Rush? Right? I mean, if you saw the Rush said, Veha Rambam, Pasak, Kerab Yehuda, I mean, I would rely on that. I don't know if I'd necessarily go looking it up and learning this. I don't know. So, These are the possibilities. He then goes on to a whole other discussion, but we're going to read the end of that discussion because it's very, very important. He says, the reason why I wrote whatever it was that he was writing is because I read the following in the Mahari Abuhab. V'zeh l'shono. Aval harambam pasak Rabbi Yehuda. Kein kasuv v'piskei harash. Right? So that's the source of my theory. What does Mahari Abuhab write? He says that the Rambam pasken like Rabbi Yehuda. I had the piskei Kitzur Piskei Harash open. I wish. Does anybody have a full Gemara? If you look in the can you look in the Kitzur Piskei Harash here? I forgot to check. I mamash had it open in a tab on my computer, and I forgot to look because that's the tour's summary of the Rash LaHalacha. Oh, right over there. Oh, you just passed it. Here we are. Let me take a look. No, he doesn't mention anything about the Rambam here. Okay, thank you. He just quotes the Rash's conclusion. As he should. Usually, I thought maybe that was a good place to look. Anyways, nevertheless, that's what the Rush writes. He says, "Avalashon Harambam lo matzanu so besifroshes over Rabbi Yehuda." Shorehu kasev omer lachen v'nim alei kli zev afilu ti amiyuch alamida shezoi sfaras rava. Aval behelchos Shabbos perek chaf gimel halacha yud gimel kasev kishem she'asr lishkol kach asr limnos v'limdod bein dekli bein v'yad bein v'chevel. Says Maria Abuab, Vim Nifarish. So basically what Maria Abuab is noting is two Rambams. This Rambam, we didn't see it because we focused on it a little bit more last week. And we have it quoted in here, and there was honestly no space to bring it. We have one Rambam in Hilchas Yontif, as we mentioned. The Rambam in Hilchas Yontif tells us it's halacha. But the Rambam in Hilchas Shabbos says, Kishem she'asar lishkol, kach asar limnos v'limdo, bein b'kli, bein b'yad, bein b'chevel. Bein b'kli would imply that in a kli ha'miyuchad l'mida, it is?
Asar.
So he's saying maybe this is going to be the source. Vim nefarish bekli mida wrote to lomar shelo yuchal lomar lachaviru malei likli ze imu miyuchad lemida imkein usoser mashakasa v'hilchas yontif im lo shenomar sheyish hefresh b'neiam shebeshabbos astru miyuchad lemida uviyom tov hitiru. So what's his way to resolve the steer in the Rambam between Shabbos and Yontif? To say the Rambam really holds that on Shabbos it's going to be Aser Miyuchad Lemida, and Yontif is going to be Mutter. But if it's not Miyuchad Lemida, then it would be Mutter. Limnos v'limdod, bein b'kli, bein b'yad, bein b'chevel. Okay? However, he continues, Aval Rashi Yefter, she is Borzeh. Says, however, this doesn't answer the Rush for us. Do you know why? Shehare Mikor Hadin Chotzi Arambam Zeh Hadinhu Me Omer Adam Lechenveni. Says, you look where the Rush says this, he doesn't say this by Hilchas Shabbos. He says this where by Hilchas Yontif, our Mishnah in Beitza. So you can't say that the Rosh is referring to Hilchas Shabbos of the Rambam because he's talking to you about Hilchas Yontif. So that's not going to work. Okay? Sorry, umizatzad amar shepasik Rabbi Yehuda. But if yani rami achaber in stira bin zela zeshter ikas avaran sheish temal arif shekasu shkli omei lamina leim alenem ashtar galacha hi kemosh kusavti veishol zeh tachi sharinan hachi hani milik shelokeach no tel mida shalmoch amar lich leveisto avalim dar ukliyam yochol mida leish bachot okli halokeach aser or shkin nirim divrei harambam berik dal mihelchas yontif. Okay, basically what he goes to is this far that you said, the possibility as to whose kalim they are. In short, this is as far of the run. Okay? And he says again, it's mutter when the lokeach takes the midah shel mocher and brings it to his house. This may be the reverse at some point. I'm not sure. But if the mocher took his own kelim and poured it into the klei alokeach after measuring it out, that would be aser. It's only if you're willing to take it home with you. So he doesn't say who brought it. In other versions, it does say it depends on who brought it. The Rama, for example, will pask in that way based off this run. To say that if it's the kelim of the lokeach, which you're pouring directly into, meaning not measuring first, then it's going to be mutter. However, if you're measuring and then pouring into the kelim of the lokeach in the place itself, that's going to be aser. Okay, and that's the way the Ran seems to say that. That's what Rambam holds, right? The gamkin amachaber nira shevia Rambam le'asar zeh, right? Me'achar she'amar she'mutter lo'am l'chavir o'malei l'kli zeh, amar kasav Rambam aser limdod. So basically what he says is, he's talking about the Mahari Abuab. In summary, the Mahari Abuab brought, he really enlightened us in the sugya. First thing he did was he brought the Rosh. The Rosh, who's in his version of the Rosh, which is how we chose to explain the misquote that the Tur had, is that the Rosh may have had a typo of Rambam instead of Ramban. So he brought the Rosh, and the Rambam said that he paskins like Rabbi Huda. Okay? We, says the Mari Abuah, we couldn't find that. We only have the stira between the Rambam in two places. There are a few ways that we can explain it that won't explain the Rosh. It's going to come out that at the end of the day, the halacha, according to the Rambam, is that both on Shabbos and on Yontif, the halacha is identical. And the halacha in both cases is that if the mocher is pouring from his measured kli into the lokeach's basket, that's going to be aser. If the lokeach takes the mocher's thing home with him, though, that's allowed. Okay? That's how we come out from that. So this is another way, again, of looking at the stira, but not really coming out with anything significant. He doesn't mention the possibility of Perish HaMishnayis, which I thought was very interesting, but probably for the reason the Beis Yosef mentioned. Who's going to pay attention to the Perish HaMishnayis when you have the Rambam in Yad? Fine. Now we jump again in the Beis Yosef, and we're going to get down to his conclusion of what the Rambam holds, and then we'll come up with a couple of little things for the end of Shir. Ulein Yidas HaRambam. Okay, so the final paragraph on the second page, just above Osches. In the case which is Mutar on Yontif, Shari Nami B'Shabbos, that's how he concludes as well. He says, being that the Rambam holds, according to his conclusion, the same halacha about Shabbos and Yontif, therefore, the only reason he wrote on Hilchas Yontif is because our Mishnah is by Hilchas Yontif. Right? B'Yom Tov, Misnia. So he says, so how are we going to explain the place where he says it's Aser? If we're really going to come out that he holds it as Mutter, and that he only wrote the Heter by Hilchas Yontif, so what's he writing an Iser by Shabbos for? How will we deal with that? And this is what we saw last week. He says, well, we can say it's maybe measuring something else, maybe Karka or Begadim, right? Because what's a Hevel? What's a rope used for measuring?
Land.
Distances, right? So that's clearly not talking about someone coming in saying, fill up my cup with whatever amount of liquid. Okay? And he says, therefore, however, when it comes to measuring liquids, when it comes to even measuring flour, when it comes to measuring stuff like that, that's totally fine. And he says, or if you want, you can say the Rambam, where does he say it's Aser? Either where you mentioned Shemida, which he Asers, or again, if you pour it into someone else's Kalim, which as we said, is Aser based on the Ran's understanding of the Rambam, even though again, Iker Chaser Min HaSefer. Says even though you could really read the Rambam to say that this mission is talking about Yontif, that's talking about Shabbos. Midiver abenu lo mashma. Debahay lishna dasur lishko avalimdo niskavin lesser lomar malik lizeh. Dimkein havalei lamimar aval harambam kasav aser lishkol klal. Uchmoshe kasav di besamuch. He's saying, if in fact the Tur held that the Rambam actually asered it on Shabbos, in Simen Shin Chaf Gimel, he should have said the Rambam asers it. But he didn't. Therefore, he says, it must be that even the Tur understood the Rambam to be matiring it on Yontif and on Shabbos equally. And in both cases, there are two sets of Yisurim, which again, we didn't see explicitly mentioned. Well, one we saw explicitly mentioned in the Rambam, that is if you're mentioning Shem Mida. And the second one, which was not explicitly stated in the Rambam, if the Mocher measures in his own Kli Hamida and pours it into the vessels of the Lokeach while on premises as opposed to the Lokeach taking it home with him, even though it still belongs to the Mocher. Okay? So that's the way he comes out, and he says, "Ulenin halacha came into Rambam Rosh Maskim and Lipsok halacha Karava." Okay, and he says, "Ulicholabeso, you can't do it." Again, as we said, if you jump down from the lashon of the Mishnah, lashon of the Rambam, katzav Rav Magid, Yisav Yerushalmi, and again he brings that, but it doesn't really say much more than we added. Okay, point is to say, summary. We know the Rambam, according to Beis Yosef, is referring to both Shabbos and Yontif. We know the Rif is a mess. We know the Rosh may have actually misquoted the Rambam due to a Tosafot. We know that other people definitely misquoted the Rambam for some reason. We know the Rambam in Perashat Mishnayos holds that we do pass on the Rambam, and he seems to have retracted by the time it got to the Yad. All clear. We had a problem, though. The Beis Yosef suggested that a Nuscha Mishubeshes Nisdam L'Lam B'Sefer HaRambam. Right? Going back to the Rambam, back in Os Aleph, the second Os Aleph, okay, so the third source on the sheet, which is Os Aleph, Lo Yomer Adam L'Tavach Ten L'Bedin Abasar El Ten L'Chetzich L'Dada, skip to the middle of end of the line. V'chein, let's try to think of how the Rambam could have possibly been misconstrued in this manner. Lo yikach mi balachanus b'mido b'mishkal. That sounds pretty clear so far. Elakeitzer also, what does he do? And as we said, this modifies it. Omer lechen v'ni malei likli zel lamacharnos imo shovio. Va'afilu haya kli amiyuchar l'mida l'manu. Even if it was kli amiyuchar l'mida. V'hu shelo yazkir lo shem mida. And he should not mention the name of Amida. Can anybody think of a way that we could make the Rambam be possible in Rav Yehuda here? Even if we were to take a marker and cross out a word or replace it or change a letter or change half a sentence, I would still find that very hard. He seems to say, Afilu haya kliham yuchar l'mida yimalenu v'shlo yazkir lo shemida. That's pretty clearly like Rava. So I would suggest, and I'm saying this based on the fact that I went to the back of the Yalkut Shinin Rizchos of the Frankel Rambam, and I found the following, and I typed it out for you. I tried to expand as many of the exotic Rashi Tevos as I could, although I see I missed one in Perashat Mishnayos and Mahari Abuab and Kachave and Rosh. Anyways, Kli HaMiyuchad L'mida, source number Ches. Okay, everybody turns back to source number Ches. Kli HaMiyuchad L'mida, Kachave B'Kisvei Yad, Kisvei Hayad U'Bitfusim. This is what they found in all of the manuscripts that they had and the printed versions. However, Begilion Taman, which is one of the Gilionos of the whatever Taman version of the manuscript, Kasa Bishem Ksavyar, it wrote, based on a manuscript, Kli Ha'omed Lemida. That the Rambam did not say, Va'afilu haya Kli Ha'miyuchad Lemida Yamalenu. The Rambam rather said, Va'afilu haya Kli Ha'omed Lemida Yamalenu. Okay, we're not there yet. And he says, Bekach Kasa Varishon Lesion Labal Orachayim, the Orachayim, in his Rishon Letzion writes, Shera'a Mishigares Kane. V'kach Kastav Rabbeinu B'Perush HaMishnayis. He says that that is the Girsa of the Rambam, and that's what the Rambam wrote in Perush HaMishnayis. V'efshir Shigirsa Zohai Salifnei HaTuv Rabbein Yeruchim. Shekasvu Rabbeinu Kli HaMiyuchad L'mida Aser. I am Kesef Mishnah. The Kesef Mishnah, by the way, which I didn't bring for you, states emphatically that the Girsa of the Rambam that we have is the correct Girsa. Okay? He says against what other people may have had. Umari Abuab, Muab Beit Yosef, Kasav, Gam Bishema Rashta, Dasar Beinu Lasar, Bukliam Yuchalamida. Vikachave, Gam Bishilte Hagiborin. So he brings four very legitimate sources that can't all be relying on the same thing because some of them are saying they saw it in the Rambam, that the Rambam's Girsa here was not Kliham Yuchad Lamida, but Kliha Omid Lamida. So if we read that, let's see what we're going to come out with. Says the Rambam. Okay? V'chein lo yikach mi balachanus, back in source number Aleph, the third source on the page. V'chein lo yikach mi balachanus, mido mishkal elakeitzer oso, what should you do? Omer lechen v'ni malik elikudai, says, fill up this vessel, ulamachar nosen lo shovyo, and the next day he'll give him what it's worth. V'afilu haya kli ha'omeid l'mida yimalenu. What's that going to mean now? What's the implication of saying that it's mutter to fill a kli ha'omeid l'mida? Kli ha'miyuchad l'mida will be? Aser. So now, looking back at this, what's the Rambam going to end up with? He's going to end up saying, really, both interpretations of the Mishnah. He's going to be machmir on both ends. On the one hand, he's being machmir like Rabbi Yehuda to say, what does avalo b'mida mean? It means lo b'kli ha'miyuchad l'mida. Therefore, he says, only afilu haya kli ha'omid l'mida yimalenu. But kli ha'miyuchad l'mida would be aser, like he says in Perashat Mishnayos. Is there going to be a problem with that? No, there won't be. There's not going to be a problem with that. Why? He's simply passing like Rabbi Yehuda. And he also is machmir v'shelo yazkir lo shem mida, like the interpretation of Rava. But that's certainly not so to Perashat Mishnayos. What does it mean to paskin like Rabbi Yehuda? It means to follow the chumrah of kli ha'miyuchad l'mida being aser and only kli ha'omeid l'mida being mutter. So now I will point you back in another direction. Now that we've said that this is a possible gerusa of the Rambam, which would resolve the steer with Perush HaMishnayos, I want you to look back at what you, the little you know about the Rif. What does Rabbeinu Yerucham, who quotes the Rambam, quote the Rif as saying? It's on the second line of the Beis Yosef on the second page. Okay? V'gam Rabbeinu Yerucham, can anybody tell me, what does he say the Rif Paskin's like? Second line of the second page. Like Rabbi Huda. Let's go back to the Rif. What does the Rif say? Klomar, She'ar Rif Kasav, you look three lines from the bottom in the Beis Yosef. Amar Rava, three lines from the bottom in the middle of the line in the Beis Yosef in the first side. Amar Rava, Rava says, Shelo Yizkor Lo Shemida, Aval Kliya Omeid Lemida Yimalenu. That would mean, and as he said, as the Rush noted already, this is not the Gersa of our Gemara, because Rava is inserting the Shita of Rabbi Huda. Now, could the Rif be passing like Rabbi Huda if he doesn't quote him? No. Answer is no, and yes. He's not passing like him because he doesn't quote him, but he's saying his Shita as a Chumrah. So what it's possible is that the Rambam and the Rif, and we know the Rambam tries to carefully follow the Rif when possible, both attempted to simply, in their own ways, explain like both Chumras of the Gemara. And therefore, you can give whatever explanation you want to the Mishnah, and in fact, he is Machmir. Right? He is Machmir in Hilchas Yontif. Both the Rambam and the Rif to say, both Rabbi Yehuda is right, and Rava is right. We're going to tell you, Kli HaMiyuchad Lamida is Aser, meaning, because it's only Mutter to have a Kli Ha'omed Lamida, and it's also Hushalo Yazkir Lo Shemida. And I'll tell you, okay, a very interesting point. So number one, we can resolve how the Rif and the Rambam both paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, quote unquote.
Can you say that that Rambam saw that Rabbi Yehuda, when he's making, what's his major difference between Kli HaMiyuchad Lamida and Kli HaMiyuchad Lamida? He assumed that everybody would hold you can't mention Mida. It was even Rabbi Yehuda would hold that you can't. All he's saying is,
I'll tell you why I disagree with that off the bat, because that's the first Manda Amar in the Gemara. So to say the second Manda Amar is coming to tell you something that the first Manda Amar thought was a Davar Pashut.
Well, he's saying I understand Rabbi Yehuda holds a Davar Pashut, but I may kill even more. He's saying
it's a very strange way to say it. Sound like you're arguing on him. Especially we know that he was a later opinion. I mean, could have said what Rabbi Yehuda said was like this, or I don't know. I have trouble following that. To me, it would just seem like a case where they're being machmir according to both shitas.
You have the Rambam saying like two different people. He's taking.
No, he's simply being machmir.
Yeah, so he's being machmir like
both shitas. Yeah.
Right. So why should he be? Why should he be more Polish than the Pope? Right? In other words, Rabbi Yehuda didn't feel yet.
Look what the Beis Yosef did to him, added in the Chumrah of the Ran too. That's not in the Gemara.
I'm going to make a Psalm Kalacha, and I'm going to go. One person said this, so Rabbi Yehuda thought this was fine. Rabbi thought this was fine. Samuel Silverberg thinks we should do like both. Like, why should I be Machmir more than the Mandamer in the Gemara?
Well, perhaps because that's what the Rif did. That's what I'm saying would be something likely to put in the Rambam. Nevertheless, though, I would also point out, according to this, in Perush HaMishnayos, he doesn't mention a word about Lo Yazkir Lo Shemida. Because it's not relevant there. He's explaining to you a Mishnah. Mm-hmm. He says the Halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, right? Rabbi Yehuda in the Gemara, meaning, not Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah. But it could be, even in the Perush HaMishnayos, that he would agree to Lo Yazkir Lo Shemida. And again, that could work with Nir Svara. Again, I happen to disagree with it from an outside reason, from the reason of the Gemara. But it could be that he holds that as a shita, both him and the Rif. Well, yeah, both him and the Rif. Maybe we'll see a little bit more about the Rif next time. Anyways, that's I think, a way that would solve everything if you, in fact, can uphold this Girsa. On the other hand, Lemaisa, it's not likely that this Girsa was actually correct from the Edus that we have now and then, but nevertheless, it's always a possibility, and it could have been that someone tried to fix it up to make it look more like the Rif. It's hard to say. Anyways, I'll just finish off with this last little thing here in the last 2 minutes. I can summarize for you outside. He goes through a bunch of stuff. I don't actually know if we need to read it. I think now is a pretty good summary of where we got up to for the day. He notes a couple of things that I just wanted to have as side notes from other places. One of the important things he notes is another gear set change that would tremendously impact our sugya is who is the second man to Amar. So apparently there are Gesaros in the Gemara, some with an Aleph and some with a Hey. Rabba or Rava. Whereas although in our Gemaras we have Rava, who would be Basra, Rabba would not. Rabba would have apparently been a contemporary. And therefore there would have been no Halakha Basra and no worries to pass the link to Amar Shmuel. He talks about the Girsa that we had. He talks about the Kasha from Hilchos Shabbos, and he basically, that's really probably the most important point that he makes here for us, for our relevance right now. We'll start with Kashali. It's 8 lines up on the second to last word in the B'nai Shmuel al Rambam, again, some other random parish that I saw in Hebrew books. It says, Ulechol ha-nuschos Kashali. According to all the different nuschos, it's Shver. As we said, how could the Rambam write in Hilchos Shabbos that es azer to measure with anything? He says, and if you're going to come to tell me that it's about Kli HaOmed Lamida, that's what the Rambam's matir, but he asers Kli HaMiyuchad Lamida, saying even if you use that one, you're still in trouble. You know why? Because measuring with your hand, I mean, how much less precise could you get than measuring with your hand? And you're, oh, if it's a Kli HaOmed Lamida, that's allowed. But with your hand is Aser? What he says, what are you, crazy? Velo Kasha Midi. He says, no, this is not a question at all. Derabinu Velchas Shabbos b'medidas mikveh airi. Kamash yir komasa v'orcho v'rachvo. Velo b'medidas mashkin airi. V'din zeh mishna besov perak mishay echshech. Oh, brechos shalmayim kach or chayu de bein bekli bein beyad. The chalze pashru varuk farim vorze bedivrei amara rava magid sham. Ela shuutzrach to the kosmum neishu raisi beveis Yosef simen shin chav gimel. Kasuv shidin zeh behelchas shabbos otzio rabbeinu misugya de beitza. Omer adam lechen v'ni malay lechli zeh v'hutzrach lekama duch guchki leyashiv stira zos bekama panim v'atima etzli me'arav beis Yosef. Shiner medvarv sheni stopik meperish divrei rabbeinu kanir shenela me'arav sugya de perak mishin echshiv divrei harav amagit sham. Basically what it comes to say is, again, the just important point that we should mention is the beis Yosef, as we saw in the Maariv Abuav, everything's grappling. How can you possibly reconcile these two sugyas with each other? He says the answer is, look in the Magid Mishnah there. Says, if you take the time to look at the Magen Mishnah, which, again, we could have done with a little bit more space for the Rambam in the Magen Mishnah, is, he says, it's talking about measuring a mikvah, and that's why he says, Kli, Yad, and Chevel. Because he says that's the way people would measure the space of the mikvah. So anyways, again, he has a couple of little points on top worth reading through, but overall, if we uphold the Girsa that the Beis Yosef argues so vehemently against, we can answer a lot of our questions. Again, possibility, as you mentioned, certainly that even Rava would... Sorry, that even Rabbi Yehuda would agree to Rava's statement that you can't mention the name outright. Again, maybe from a different source. And you're certainly correct, and that's the way we paskin, based on the Ran, that it would be different depending on who takes it home. But all in all, that's really all revolving around the Rambam and the Sugya, so this hopefully gives you an insight.